morning I was going to share about the difference of baptism.
今天早上我要跟各位分享就是
I was going to share.
本来我是要讲 不同的浸受浸。
But when I look at the text and I prayed about it, I felt that was too much information.
但是当我看一看我要所讲的东西, 我发现里面的知识太多。
资料太多。
Well, I'd be lucky if I can finish on John, baptism of John.
如果我刚把 施洗约翰那一段讲完, 已经很好了。
And we have a baptism to be followed immediately.
我们等一下马上会有一个受浸, 有一个浸礼。
And I said there are many messages that are meant to be repeated.
我常常说有些的信息是应该重复的讲。
We did one on the meaning of ministry or services about several weeks ago.
几个礼拜以前我们曾经重新再讲一次侍奉。
And baptism also is one of those of the subjects we have to talk about often.
受浸这件事情也是一个常常应该重复的信息。
Not to only to the new believers.
并不光只是为了新得救的。
To remind also ourselves of the old, for the old, I mean the old ones need to be reminded too.
我们这些老基督徒也更需要让再一次得到提醒。
Well, let me just to assure you.
那么我要向各位保证。
Every time I was looking into the Word of God, I'm not just repeating it just like a gramophone.
我每次再看一次看到神的话语，打开神的话的时候，我不是要就这么再一次重复的就这么样照着讲而已。
Well, for today's languages, maybe not gramophone, but tapes.
也许照今天的话就是这个录音带似的。
Or maybe even CD players.
或者是
Well, anyway, when I read into the Word of God and find out what the meaning of baptism is.
当我再重新看一次，当神怎么样说， 受浸是怎么一回事的时候。
There are so many new thoughts came to me.
有很多新的思想到了我里面。
I'd like to encourage you to read the scriptures together with me.
我鼓励各位弟兄姊妹们打开圣经跟我一起来看。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 3.
我们一起打开马太福音第三章。
Let's read from verses 5 to
也许从第五节开始,
maybe throughout 17.
然后一直读完17节, 马太福音第三章从第五节, 我们一直读完17节。
This may be a longer passage.
这是很长的一段。
So I'd like to everybody to find a scripture and read it together.
所以我很希望在这个时候大家都能把这段圣经找到, 我们大家可以一起来读。
We'll wait for you, take your time to find it.
慢慢在这里等,
就是要希望大家。 Did you all find it?
是不是都找到了？
Please raise your hand when you do.
找到的人请举手。
There are some who haven't found it yet. We'll wait for you.
有些还没有找到, 我们一起等你。
John chapter 3, verses we read from
马太福音,
Matthew chapter 3。第三章,
我们从第五节讲,读到十七节完。
I turned to the wrong page. I was looking at John when I said Matthew. So wait for me.
We wait for you.
Matthew chapter 3, now I found it. All right, verses 12, let's do it together.
从第五节。
verse 5, great. All right, we have a great time. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions around about Jordan.
那是耶路撒冷和犹太全地, 并约旦和,
we really should start from verse 4, right? Okay, let's read from verse 4.
好,我们从第四节读起。
And the same John had his remnant of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loin, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
When he was he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism,
he said unto him, O generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able
of
these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid upon the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it not to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Please again turn to me in Luke chapter 20.
我们再看路加福音第二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
路加福音第二十章。
Verses 1 to 4.
从第一节到第四节。路加福音第二十章第一节到第四节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
And it
有一天耶稣在殿里教训百姓讲福音的时候，祭司长和文士并长老上前来问他说，你告诉我们，你仗着什么权柄做这些事，给你这权柄的是谁？耶稣回答说，我也要问你们一句话，你们且告诉我，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的是从人间来的呢？
If we later on read into the book of Acts,
若是后来我们在读到行传的时候，
which I will temporarily skip now,
也许我们现在暂时不读，
we see that the baptism of John became quite a ritual.
我们就发现约翰的洗礼是成为一个形式。
And Jesus also talked about baptism.
耶稣在那里也教导到洗礼。
And his disciples later on also have that baptism ministered to other people.
后来他的门徒们也都为别人施洗。
So we begin to realize, if we trace back in time,
所以如果我们这样子一直找回源头的时候，
in the first generation of Christians,
在第一代的基督徒中间，
baptism became a very important part of the belief, of the faith.
在浸礼成为一件很在信徒中间很重要的一个事情。
But before this becomes the custom,
但是在它成为一个习惯之前，
We can say from the Old Testament time there was no baptism.
我们可以知道在他们旧约时代没有受浸这一回事。
Indeed, at the time of Pharisees asking Jesus on several things, challenging about his authorities.
而在那时候，法利赛人在很多件事情上面来向耶稣的这个权柄来挑战。
Jesus countered by asking a very, very appropriate question.
而耶稣呢怎么回答呢？他就回答用一个更非常合适的一个问题来回答他们。
And if apart from this question, we may not really understand what was going on through history, the development of baptism.
所以如果不是他这样子来这样子指出这件事情来的时候，我们就不知道到底他的这个浸礼是怎么来的，怎么回事。
Jesus was asking the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那个时候耶稣就问法利赛人跟撒都该人。
He asked them, tell me,If you want to challenge my authority, let me also ask you one question.
他说如果你要来挑战的话，那我来问你一个问题。
Now tell me, where did the baptism of John come from?
他说那么约翰的洗礼是从哪来的呢？
Was it from heaven or was it of man?
是从天上来的呢，还是从人间来的？
And the Pharisees and Sadducees were put into jeopardy.
这个时候他们这个法利赛人呢就在这挨问住了。
They couldn't answer it.
因为他们没有办法回答。
Because if they answer affirmatively,
因为如果说他们说是从天上来的，
and Jesus the Lord must say, well then why didn't you listen to him to me? Because he is the one who bear witnesses to me.
那么他耶稣就会说，那你为什么不听约翰的呢？因为约翰就是为我做见证的那一位。
We know we read from the scripture from the Gospels.
我们知道从那个福音书里面我们都读到。
John the Baptist not only preached about repentance.
约翰非仅他在那里宣讲悔改。
John the Baptist didn't not only bring people to the River Jordan and baptize them.
并不是光是把人就带到约旦河那里给他们受给他们施浸。
He also pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God."
更重要的，他就将耶稣指明出来说看哪，这是神的羔羊。
And then he also said, "I am baptizing you with the water."
他又说，我是用水给你们施洗。
But there is one who is coming behind after me.
但是有一位比我在我之后来的
who is mightier in power.
他在那里能力比我更大
He will indeed baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
而他是要用圣灵来给你们施洗
Therefore, there's a statement already made public from John the Baptist.
所以在那里约翰 的宣告是已经大家都知道的
If they believe John is from heaven, and his messages, and his method, and his practice, including the baptism, is from heaven.
若是他们要承认约翰是的确是从天上有来的权柄，那么他的一切受洗，他的教训都是从天上来的。
Then they also have to confess that Jesus, who he is, according to John.
那他们就必须要承认耶稣是那一位，就是那位约翰所指出的那一位。
Now they couldn't affirmatively answer, yes, the baptism of John is from heaven.
所以他们就不能够这么样回答说约翰的洗礼是从天上来的。
But they dare not answer contrary to what the people believe.
但是他们又不敢来说他不是从天上来的，因为这样就跟民间一般的意思相反了。
They couldn't say, no, we don't believe in John.
他们不敢说不，我们不相信约翰。
John only was doing a thing of man.
约翰只是做那个人属于人的事情。
The scripture told us they couldn't do that because they're in fear of people.
在圣经上告诉我们，因为他们怕人，所以他们就不敢这样子说。
They're in fear of the people because they, in general, the people, believe in John the Baptist.
因为一般人都相信约翰，所以他们为了害怕人怕人，所以他们就不敢这么回答。
Pharisees and the Sadducees, because of their personal gain and positions, they could not agree with the people in general.
那么，法利赛人跟撒都该人为了自己在那里的他们的权益的关系，所以他们不愿意来说跟一般民众所不一样的事情。
Because in confessing John the Baptist is a new thing from heaven.
因为若是他要承认这个约翰的洗礼的确是一个从天上来的新事。
It is in equivalent saying the old things.In some degree, has been passed.
就等于差不多在某种程度上已经说那些旧的事情已经过去。
Now, what are the old things?
那么旧的事情是什么呢
？If we check into the Old Testament,
若是我们去看旧约里面
，there was not an incident of baptism.
没有一件施浸的事情。
Not even once were people let to be baptized.
从来没有哪一个人哪一次曾经是被受浸。
Close in practice to this.
如果你要觉得有哪一件事情跟这个施浸有点类似的话
，You will find a Syrian general Naaman was the one who was left to be dipped or baptized in that sense in the River of Jordan.
所以，也许你看到亚述的那个将军乃曼，就是那位曾经在约旦河里面下去洗澡的那个。
And he refused to be taken down into the water, as my wife translated, to be taken a shower.
他本来就是不愿意下到那河里去洗。
He thought the water of River Jordan wasn't so good, wasn't so clean, wasn't so healthy.
因为他前觉得你这个约旦河这个水并不是那么干净，也不是那么卫生的，他并不见得想要下去。
He said we have a better river in Syria.
他说我们在叙利亚那边的水难道没有这里的水好吗？我为什么要来这里下
？Our river Abana flowed from the best mountain, where the snow covered and the water was clear and pure.
我们那里的水更纯净啊，因为是从山上的雪水融下来的，我们那儿的河更好。
If I have a need to use that water as cleansing agent, why don't I go back to there?
若是我需要这么一个河水，只是为了要洗净的话，那我不如去那个更我们那个更好、更干净的河里面去洗。
And the prophet Elijah saying to his servant saying to him,
以利亚。
No, his servant saying to him, Naaman's servant saying.
于是那个他的仆人就对他说。
If a prophet asks you of anything more difficult, wouldn't you do it?
他说，若是先知要请你做更难的事情，你不也会去做吗
？But when he was obeyed reluctantly and did come through the water.
但是当他这么样子，还是就勉强答应了，于是就下到约旦河里去洗。
And his leprosy was healed.
而他的大麻风就得到痊愈。
It is a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
But we, apart from that recording, we didn't see anything that was close.To the baptism of John.
除了那一件事情记载之外，没有任何一样是跟受浸有一点点连上一点点关系的。
Now let's find out what kind of revelation John must have.
那么，所以我们要看看约翰到底是得到什么样一个特殊的启示呢
？What kind of revelation John the Baptist received to give him boldness to start something new.
所以约翰他到底是得到一个什么样的启示，会开始一个这么样的一个完全不一样的一个新事？
We have to understand his messages. What his messages was.
那第一个我们要先了解他的信息是什么？
The message of John the Baptist is so clear, unwavering.
因为他的信息是那么清清楚楚的，一点都不改变的。
He was challenging people to call for repentance.
因为在那里他要人悔改。
He said, "The kingdom is at hand. Repent, because the kingdom is at hand."
因为他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
His message is undoubtedly repentance.
所以他的信息很清楚的就是悔改。
Now let us try to understand how would people repent.
那么我们现在想想看，那人怎么样悔改呢？
Or let's say in the Old Testament time, how do people express their grief?
所以我们再回头看看，在旧约时代，那么人怎么样能够表现这个悔改、忏悔心里难过的心呢？
When they feel that they have done something wrong, what kind of retrieving or contriving do they do?
那么，所以当旧约时代，如果他们真的觉得自己觉得做错什么事情，他们做什么事呢？
If you would check into the Old Testament again,
若是你们要再回头看看旧约的话，
I think in their expression, the first thing they would do is rent their clothes.
我想第一件事情就是他们撕裂自己的衣服。
When they realize they have something greatly done and against God.
当他们发现他们做到一些事情是实在是跟神的意思是违背的时候，
either by transgression or purposefully committing an error.
不管是他们犯了罪，或者是他们有了过犯。
When they feel bad inside, they rent their clothes.
当他们里面觉得难过、伤心的时候，他们就将衣服撕裂。
And when you have also met a great difficulty, you also do the same thing.
若是你碰到了很大的难处的时候，也是你做同样的事情。
And some people even would like to put on their linen clothes, linen thing, sackcloth.
甚至有人就披着麻布。
There's a great difference between sackcloth and linen, right? Linen is too fine.
细麻布跟那个粗的那个麻袋大不相同。
In fact, they did put on the sackcloth.
所以他们实在是就把那个粗的那个披麻。
They try to express their pain, let the rough thing rub against their skin to cause them to be painful.
于是他们在那里他们就是披麻蒙灰，拿这个灰尘在身上，扬在身上，来表示他们心里的难过。
Because they want to show the people that they are painful because of their sins.
因为他们要让表明他们的心里的难过，因为他们罪。
Now you wouldn't hurt yourself purposely, would you?
我想你不会故意伤害自己。
But you want, sometimes you pound on yourself, regretting you have done some stupid and condemnable thing.
但是有时候你实在是想要打自己，因为你发现自己做了那么愚笨、那么糟糕的事情。
You know, you wish you'd be punished.
你实在是希望你自己受到一点惩罚。
And I know a kid would bang his head on the wall.
小孩的话，有时候是把头就拿去撞墙。
Well, maybe they try to win the compassion from their parents.
所以，也许他这样的话，他的父母在这心里就很难过，很同情了。
God did indeed look upon the Israelites and sometimes have compassion when they do things to cause a physical pain.
的确，神也那时候也看了以色列民这样子常常他们自己苦待己身，这样子表示痛悔的时候，神也这样子来怜悯他们。
But only by punishing themselves is not enough.
但是光是这样子来惩罚，来这惩罚可刻苦自己没有什么用处。
They have to go to the priest.
他们必须要到祭司那里。
They have to give offerings.
他们必须要献祭。
They have to give sin offerings.
必须要有赎罪祭要献上。
And they have to give transgression offerings too.
而且还有赎愆祭。
And they do that in paying something back to God.
这样子好像说他们在那里要偿还一点他们犯了罪的关系。
Because in their thinking.
因为在他们心里面
when they have done something wrong,
他们知道他们做什么错事的时候
the most important thing is that they have sinned against God.
最要紧的他们就是明白他们是向着神犯罪了
God is the one who is coming short.
而神就是那位被人的罪而短缺了的
Or can we say he's being cheated?
好像是说神是被我们的罪被蒙蔽了
He is being shortchanged when I say cheated.
哦，他是
shortchanged.
人们亏欠了神。
So that's why the Roman chapters 3 verse 23 indeed say that we come short of glory of God.
所以罗马书才会说，人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we sin, we indeed have caused God some damage.
的确，当我们犯罪的时候，让神受到了伤害。
Well, unless you don't know God,
除非你不认识神。
If we were just like Israelites, we know God.
若是我们像以色列人那样子，我们是认识神的话。
We know He created us in His own image.
我们知道他造我们是造他自己的形象造的。
The purpose of life of our Christian are to glorify God.
而我们做基督徒的目的呢，就是站在荣耀神。
So if we have sinned, we have indeed come short of glory of God.
所以若是我们犯罪，我们的确是亏欠了神的荣耀。
We owe God something.
我们欠了他什么
？There's a remittance that we have to pay back.
所以我们需要偿还。
When I first came to the United States, I was learning new things of the meaning of the word from English.
当我刚刚来美国的时候，对一些这些英文，我要重新学过它一些新的意义。
Remittance was one of them I found.
这个字这个偿还这个字是第一个我第一个所发现的。
You know, I receive a bill, an invoice. They have two parts.
他拿了这个，当你接受一个收到一个账单的时候，上面有两栏。
One part saying this is your receipt.
有一栏就说这让你拿来做收据
actually it's invoice.
等于是一个账单
On the other side it says remittance.
另外一边呢是说 remittance,
you have to pay back.
你就说 那部分你要偿还
Or some people are probably have pity on my poor English. Some of the bill says return this portion with your check.
另外一边呢，所以他就很仔仔细细说，这一半你撕下来，跟你付的支票一起交回来。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you realize when we come to God, we are paying Him back of the things we do Him?
你知道，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们实在在那里将我们欠神的还给他。
So if we feel that we've done something wrong,
所以当我们觉得我们做了什么错事的时候
the process of repentance.Are first of all, feeling bad about ourselves.
所以这个当犯罪的时候，第一件事情自己觉得很难过。
The second thing is we have to do something to correct it.
第二件事情，我们就会想到我们该做点什么事情能够补偿回来。
Now, how can we amend our sin?
我们怎么能将我们的罪能补偿呢？
In the Old Testament, it is by sacrifice of the blood.
在旧约的时候，借着献上血。
You realize the meal offering, which is not containing any blood, cannot be an offering for sin.
我想你们各位都知道那些素祭，就是这些米面的这些送献上的祭，并不能真正能赎你的罪。
The sin offering has to be done with a sacrifice, animal sacrifice, with the blood actually shed.
赎罪的是必须要有一个牲畜要被杀而血流出来。
And that is in our New Testament understanding of Jesus' redemption work.
所以这样我们在新约的亮光里面，我们就知道这乃是说到耶稣他赎罪的工作。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
他为我们死。
To take away our sins.
将我们的罪除去。
To pay back the sins, the wages of sins.
这样子将我们这个罪的工价罪的工价就可以得到偿还。
Oh, there was a so infamous song saying that.Jesus paid it all.
有一个很有名的一个诗歌，就说到耶稣偿还了我一切的罪债。
He paid it all.
他全部都偿还。
He paid it all with his blood.
他用他的血全部都偿还。
And that's the meaning of the sacrifice the Israelites are doing.
那个就是那个是以前以色列人他们所做的他们的献祭的真意。
And then there's a third meaning of repentance.
那么第三件事情，当他们悔改的时候做什么呢
What do you do when you repent?
你做什么呢？在你要悔改的时候。
You have to make good what you have owed people.
你欠的要还清楚。
Suppose I haven't paid paid the amount that I have to pay people after a certain due date.
所以若是我还没有还清楚，没有还欠钱的话。
Suppose I have that portion of remittance kept in my pocket for too long.
也许我把这个该付的钱我没有付出去，就一直留在我自己的口袋里。
One day I suddenly pull out a stub and say, Oh, I'm sorry, I feel so bad.
然后哪一天一拿说，哎呀，糟糕，这个钱还没付，糟糕了。
What do I do?
怎么办呢
？I have to pay it back.
我还要马上要偿还回去。
It is not good enough to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
因为并不是光说，哎呀，糟糕，我没付，就这么难过就可以了。
Oh, 你要付 I'm sorry, but you know, somebody might have forgiven me.
也许有人会原谅我。
Indeed, some companies are too busy and they don't have a good accounting system. They forgot about your debt.
那有的时候呢，那个公司会有时候忘记，你有时候没有付的，他也是忘记了。
But that doesn't mean you are clear.
但是并不表示你就没事了。
You still owe them on the record.
因为你实在那个记录上面，你还是欠的。
You have to pay it back.
必须要偿还清楚。
This is also concerning about human relations.
这个也同时也是讲到我们人与人中间的事情。
If we have sinned against man,
若是我们在人跟人中间，我们对了某一位弟兄犯罪
，then it is not enough just to say sorry.
对他说对不起并不够。
You have to do something to make it up.
要必须要做一些什么事情来来还偿还。
You know, Chinese are very expert on these.
你知道中国人是很会这一方面很会的。
What do they do?
怎么做呢？
They will invite somebody home for dinner.
他们就把他先请到家里来吃饭。
And they know each other what's going on here.
然后他们彼此都知道到底心里有数怎么回事。
You know, we Chinese have mastered the art of not have to say sorry.
我们这个中国人常常有时候就有这个有已经很清楚很会不需要真正表面上说那么清楚说哎呀我对不起啊什么的。
But that's not Christian-like.
但是那并不是基督徒的样式。
We have to confess our sins and the shortcomings we have done against people.
我们必须要承认我们犯罪，我们要向弟兄姊妹们道歉。
You may not have to treat him with a big meal.
也许你根本不需要那么样跟他大请客一番。
But you have to make up what he's lost.
但是你要将他所你所亏欠的要能够补上。
And this is what the Bible has taught about.
这个也就是也在圣经上所教导我们的。
Sometimes today you have a penalty if you do after a certain date.
现在若是你有时候什么东西付钱付的晚了，他会给你罚，他会罚款。
It is written to pay that much amount of a penalty.
而且他会已经规定好了，若是你晚付的话，你要多付多少。
If you haven't paid your house taxes.
若是你没有还没有付你的这个房租的房税的话
there shall be additional penalty incurred upon.
于是呢就会有要罚款一起都要一起付回去。
But in the Old Testament, it is not like today when it's written on the stuff. It's also said in the law.
那个在也有这样子的条例。
So you remember there's a famous tax collector.
我想各位都记得有一个很有名的收税吏。
His name is Short Zacchaeus.
他的名字就是撒该。
And he confessed to the Lord, to Jesus, saying, when he realized he had done something wrong, and he repented.
当他向耶稣忏悔的时候
he said, if I have done somebody wrong and unrightfully collected some taxes, I repay him four times.
他说，若是我讹诈了什么人，我就要还他四倍。
John the Baptist also taught about that.
约翰也施洗约翰也这样子来教导。
When he was baptizing people, or I don't know what it's before or after.
他也在那当他在这样像跟人施洗的时候。
He said you have to correct yourself.
他说你必须要悔改。
And he had told the soldiers not to do again the wrong thing.
他说叫那些士兵不要再来欺负人。
Well, these are the things that we have to be taught on repentance.
这些都是我们在悔改这件事情上面我们应该都学到的。
And when are you going to be baptized?
那么当你要受浸的时候。
When can you be baptized?
你什么时候呢可以受浸。
It is that you have done all these repentance.
就是在当你这些事情都做完了时候。
If we read into Matthew, book of Matthew, we realize repentance and baptism are connected.
在这里，我们若是读马太福音读完的时候，我们就知道这个受浸跟悔改是连在一起的。
Repentance is something you have done.
悔改是就是当你做了一些什么事情。
Baptism is something have done on you.
而施洗呢，是在你身上所做成的。做成的一件事情。
Let me repeat this. You do something in showing your repentance.
当你做一些事情来表示你悔改。
And when you are baptized, something greater is done on you.
当你被当你被当你受浸的时候，于是有一件事情在你身上就成就。
Now let me tell you something. The baptism is not a pretty sight.
我想各位都知道，受浸并不是一个很好看的事情。
Actually, baptism is quite humiliating.
事实上，受浸是一件蛮不好意思的事。
Look at this. This guy is dipped into the water and pick up all wet.
因为这个人就完全掉到水里面去，然后起来全身湿淋淋的。
And he may be trying to catch a breath, or may he may already swallow a few mouths of water.
也许他在那个里头已经喝了一口水，或者是起来的时候有点气憋住了。
What's the meaning of baptism?
那么这样施浸是什么意思呢？
Today we are baptizing people in warm water.
今天呢，我们呢，受浸池里面的水呢是蛮暖和的。
At those days, people are being baptized in the River of Jordan, very cold water.
在那个时候，在约旦河里面，水相当的凉。
And they don't necessarily do it in summer.
而且他们也不一定就是在夏天里头做。
What is baptism? Why do people have to go through all these troubles?
所以为什么那些人要这样子跑去进冷水呢？
I believe and I trust the first reason is they want to show the repentance.
我相信他的理由第一件事情就是要他们表示他们是真正的悔改。
They want to know that because the kingdom of God is near, I want to repent.
因为他们知道天国近了，所以他们知道他们必须要悔改。
I would have no part with the wrongdoings I've done before.
我再对我以前所做一切的错事，我再也不要再也不做。
Let's repeat. Let's come back to what we initially said. Why does John the Baptist have to invent something new?
所以我们再回到原来的这个题目，就为什么施洗约翰这时候要做一件这么样子新奇的一件新事
？I believe it is because of the old rituals of the sacrifices and all those renting of cloths is not new and not exciting or not powerful enough to some of the people who are used to it.
我相信在这个旧约的时候，那些习惯，那些撕裂衣服，或者是献祭，这些已经对这些人来讲，已经没有什么太大的这个影响果效了。
You know, we day after day, week after week.
反正我们就是每天来教会，每个礼拜来。
We sing the Majesty.
我们唱了大君王这个诗歌。
We sing, I will sing unto the Lord.
我唱，我们为
all my life,
我们要为向耶和华唱诗，常常这么唱。
But let me just challenge you, and I know this is true.
但是我在这里，我向各位挑战，我也相信这是真的。
Because I can fall into that kind of thing too.
因为我自己也是会这样子，落入这样同样的窠臼。
You know, every Thursday and Friday, myself and the song leaders are trying to pick the new songs we sing every day, every Sunday.
常常礼拜四、礼拜五的时候，我们要为礼拜天的诗歌要来选诗歌。
I felt we need a new song.
我常常觉得我们需要新的诗歌。
Sometimes I have a good feeling about some song.
有时候我就对着某一个诗歌呢，很好的感觉。
But that was on Friday.
但是那是礼拜五的事情。
When I came on Sunday, I may not necessarily feel the same.
但是当我礼拜天来的时候，我并不见得就有同样的感觉。
And singing a song becomes a ritual to me.
所以唱那个诗歌变成了一个形式。
Sometimes that, let me challenge you. When you go home, do you remember what kind of song you sang this morning?
我就想问问各位，当你们回家的时候，你们还记不记得早上唱的是什么诗歌呢
？Let me ask you, what did you sing last week?
所以我先问问看，上个礼拜我们唱的是什么诗歌
？How many of you remember the song that you sang last week?
哪一位弟兄姊妹记得上个礼拜你唱什么
？One, two,
一个两个三个四。
Mariana should know. He led the song. Four. Who else?
那么还有哪一位呢
？How many did honestly say?Hey, that song ministered to me. I remembered it.
有哪一位可以很诚实的说，哎呀，我唱那首诗歌的时候，实在感动了我，所以我记得，请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
请你举手。
One, two, three, four, five. I count five, six. Not less than 10 people.
所以不到十个人。
What does that tell us?
那么这个表示什么呢
？Is it too easy for us to get into the religious ritual without really meaning it?
因为是太容易让我们就落入这个在宗教式的仪式里头，而自己都不觉得。
We're just mouthing it.
我们就是这么样子张嘴就是。
Where's our heart?
我们的心在哪里呢
？I don't know. Maybe last week was on Super Bowl or something.
也许上个礼拜我们想到那个大球赛啊。
I'm so glad the Super Bowl is over.
我很高兴的球赛已经没有了，已经过去了。
Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm a sports fan myself.
因为常常我自己因为也很喜欢这些球赛。
I really wish those Super Bowls are not playing on Sunday.
我实在是希望那个大球赛最后的决赛不在礼拜天来赛。
But people are doing this religious things taking very lightly.
但是当常常人就将这些所谓的宗教活动就这样子轻轻易易的就这样子过去。
You know, if you follow the baseball tradition, you find out they didn't start playing on Sunday.
若是你曾经很仔细的在看这些球赛的话，你会球赛历史的话，你会发现这个在礼拜天赛球，这都是最近的事情。
This country has gone secularized more and more so.
这一个国家已经越来越属世化。
And we are the culprit of it.
而我们呢，就是那些我们就是该负责任。
Because we don't care religiously.
因为我们不那么样子拿它当回事。
We don't even sing the songs we even mean it.
常常我们唱诗歌的时候，也不知道我们在唱什么。
And look at the Jews; they have about maybe 2,000 years before us.
那么我们看看犹太人呢？他们在我们之前也有三千年的历史。
And don't you think they take these things only as ritual?
所以你想想看，他们是不是也是把这些事情献祭啊，这些事情也当做一个宗教的仪式而已
？Yeah, I ran my cloth.
对了，我就是把衣服撕裂。
The prophet.The prophet Isaiah says, "The Lord said, 'You rent your cloth, but didn't rent your heart.'"
那里以赛亚的这个先知说主说你们将你们的衣服撕裂，但是你们没有将你们的心撕裂。
They say that you have kept a solemn, declare a solemn gathering.
大家说你们在那宣告严肃会。
But your heart is not really in it.
但是你们的心不在里面。
When John the Baptist came,
于是当施洗约翰来到的时候，
he had to live a separate life. He had to live in a desert.
他就在沙漠里面，在旷野里面，他完全过一个与众不同的日子。
And his message is so piercing, it's penetrating people's heart.
而他的信息是那样子的，是这样的强，那样子深入到人心里面。
He has to do something new to awake the people.
所以他必须要做一件新事来将人们叫醒。
And baptism from the revelation of God was for men to meant that.
而在那时候从神来自一个新的启示这个受浸这洗礼这件事情就是这件新事
What is the meaning of baptism?
所以洗礼是什么意思呢
Baptism means that you're dying to yourself
意思就是说你向着自己死
Understanding your righteousness that not good enough
了解你自己的义不够
Understanding all the spiritual jargons and the religious rituals is not good enoughh that you need someone to help you.
我也知道一切这些属于宗教性的活动跟说法都不够来救你。
You need someone to help you.
你需要有人来帮助你。
You need something happen to you to make you able to live.
在这里有一件事情要发生让你能够活下去。
Baptism means you're dying and you're resurrecting.
洗礼就是表示你死了再活过来。
Dying to yourself.
向着自己死。
And resurrecting to the power of the Holy Spirit.
而在神的能力里面复活。
Resurrecting to the new life Jesus is about to give you.
而向着这个新的活生命来活过来。
Some people have asking me, dear brother, if you say so, and many people taught that way, then does that mean when I'm baptized, when on the moment I arise, there shall be Holy Spirit coming into my heart?
于是就有人说，那么照你这样说的话呢？那么我在里面受浸死了起来的时候，是不是就应该圣灵就到我的里面来了呢
？Or do I need to be baptized if I receive the baptism? I mean, if I receive the Holy Spirit already?
或者是我已经接受到圣灵了，那么我是不是还要受浸呢
？I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit before I was baptized.
我在我受浸之前已经得到了圣灵的能力。
I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, and I believe I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit that day, that night, should I say?
我也经历了圣灵的洗，就在那天我信的那天晚上，我经历了圣灵的能力跟洗。
But I still had to go through the water of baptism.
但是我还是要经过水洗。
Why is it?
为什么呢
？Jesus told us why.
耶稣在这里告诉我们。
Jesus told John the Baptist.
耶稣在这里告诉约翰，
施洗约翰。When he wanted to be baptized, John said.Hold it, wait a minute. Why did you come to me?
当他要去受约翰的洗的时候，约翰说：“哎，等等，你怎么反而来这里受我的洗呢
？”I should be baptized by you.
我现在应该受你的洗。
In this statement, John is not only submitting himself to the perfection of Jesus.
当他这样说的时候，约翰施洗约翰非仅是向他自己交托在神的完全的神之里面。
Saying you are a more perfect man than I am, I should take your baptism.
因为他说你实在是比我完全，我应该来受你的洗。
But John is also understanding this and saying.I need you to be baptized in this Holy Spirit.
同时，约翰福音，约翰也是表示是说，我要来你这里受圣灵的洗。
But what did Jesus say?
那么耶稣说什么呢
？Jesus say, "Let me go through this."
耶稣说，让我这样行。
The old King James saying, "Suffer it to be so."
那在这个钦定本里面说到，让我就这样子受苦。
No, suffer.
允许我这样做。
For there is a thing. This is a thing of the to fulfill all righteousness.
因为我这样做是为了要尽诸般的义。
Now, what does that mean, all righteousness?
什么叫这个尽诸般的义呢
？Let me borrow from what Paul's statement was.
那我现在来就再从保罗的这个他所说的这个话借过来借用。
In Romans chapter 10.
在罗马书第十章里面
，Paul was talking about those Israelites.
在那里，保罗是说到那些以色列人。
You know, incidentally, the book of Romans starts with.The righteousness of God.
因为罗马书里这一章里面一开始他就是说到神的公义。
And Paul took a long breath, took a long length in discussing how do we achieve God's righteousness.
而罗马书里面保罗用了很长的篇幅来说到神的公义。
And in conclusion, he said, no one is going to fulfill God's righteousness by his deed or by law.
于是他就说到没有一个人能够靠自己的行为能靠遵行律法而能完成然后成就神的公义
and we have to believe in Jesus and his righteousness.
我们必须要相信神相信耶稣和他的公义
There's a song that the solid rock said Believe in Jesus and his righteousness alone is the solid foundation
有一首诗歌就是说 信耶稣与他的公义才是我们的才是那个不动的根基
In Romans chapter 10 verse 3 Let me borrow Paul's word.
罗马书第十章第七节。
第三节。He said they are ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness.
因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意。
Therefore have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
就不服神的意了。
Those who do not want to be baptized.
那些不想要受浸的人。
What is your reason?
你的理由是什么呢?
You are trying to tell God.
你是想告诉神。
I don't need a baptism.
说我不需要受浸。
I am establishing my own righteousness.
我是要立自己的意。
I am trying to establish a way to please you.
我是在那里想要来来讨你的喜欢。
Yes, I know Jesus.
是的，我认识耶稣。
I know He died for me on the cross.
我认识他为我的罪死了。
But for some reason, this baptism is not for me.
但是有什么原因，我这还是不愿意受浸。
I could understand that.
我可以了解这一点。
But to some people, in their mind, believing Jesus is okay, but baptism is not okay.
但是有些人就觉得信耶稣可以，但是受浸免了。
Oh, to believe in Jesus, I would.
他说要信耶稣吗？哦，我可以。
Because I trust Him that He'll take me to heaven.
因为我相信他会把我带到天堂去。
But to be baptized, I don't need it.
但是还要受浸，我不需要。
I already believed.
因为我已经信了。
I don't need to be baptized.
我不需要受浸。
Baptism wouldn't make me saved.
因为受浸并不能得救啊。
Dear friend, I would agree with you. Baptism will not make you saved.
的确，我这样同意，受浸不能让你得救。
But Jesus says, I have to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
但是耶稣自己说，我这样理当尽诸般的义。
Because by going through the water of baptism is showing God's righteousness.
因为当你这样子经过这个死水起来的时候，你是在那里成就神的义。
You are saying, I am helpless and I am powerless to myself.
因为你在那里说，我是自己毫无办法，我自己毫无能力。
I need to be baptized.
我需要受浸。
Something has to happen to me.
有一样事情必须在我身上发生。
I must die.
我必须死。
And then I must have this new life from God.
然后我再从神那里得到这个新的生命。
Can I then live a righteous life?
然后我才能够活一个公义的生活。
Oh, when Jesus said this,
当耶稣这样说的时候，
I wonder how John had felt.
我不知道使徒约翰怎么样感觉。
He let Jesus go through the baptism.
所以他就在那里为耶稣施洗。
But let me tell you what happened to other people when they saw Jesus and his baptism.
但是让我来提醒各位，在当时那些别的人怎么样呢？
Those who received the baptism from John the Baptist.
那些所有接受施洗约翰的洗的人。
The Bible recorded that they have an understanding of Jesus' words.
在那个时候，圣经上记载，于是他们就了解耶稣在那里所说的是什么意思。
Those who received the baptism of John reckoned or considered Jesus to be righteous.
因为在那些所有在那里受过约翰洗礼的人，也就知道耶稣是那位公义的。
And those who reject the baptism of John the Baptist.
那些拒绝了约翰的洗的。
Because of his own righteousness, because of their own righteousness,
因为他们自己的义
they rejected Jesus too.
他们也就拒绝了耶稣。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你知道我这样讲是什么意思吗？
Those people at Jesus' time or at John the Baptist's time.
我相信在那个施洗约翰的时代。
When John declared the baptism.
当约翰在那里讲施洗这件事的时候。
Some people think it's ridiculous.
有些人会觉得这简直太可笑了。
Some people gladly gone through the water.
有些人就很欢欢喜喜的在那里受他的洗。
It's their heart.
是他实在是他们的心。
But because of their heart have shown in action such a manifestation.
但是因为他们心这么样想，于是呢，他们就这样照着做了。
What happened naturally follows.
于是后面就有这样的后果开始。
Remember, we talk about the dependence of the heart.
我相信我们刚刚都知道，讲到这个心里面的悔改。
When They went through the baptism.
当他们这样子受经过洗礼
to show that repentance.
来表现他们的悔改的时候
something happened to their heart.
在他们的心里面就发生一件事
their hearts are open.
他们的心就开了
they become like good soil.
他们的心就像那个好的土一样
God's word found a place in their roots.
于是神的话在那样的心里面就开始可以扎根
and they receive Jesus' word so much easier.
所以他们在那里就那么容易就可以接受到耶稣基督给他们的话。
You know, that's a mystery.
你知道这实在是一个很奇妙的事情。
If we hold on to our own righteousness,
若是我们在那里在抓住自己的义，
reject God's way of salvation,
而将神的这个救恩的办法来拒绝，
somehow you always are contradicting or debating with the word of God.
你就会发现你常常在那里与神的话在那里 要跟他反驳，在那里 要跟他有问题。
You're struggling.
因为你在那里永远在挣扎。
Let me tell you, brother and sister, dear friend, you will not find a peace until you stop.
弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友们，你除非你这样子完全的顺服，你没有办法在神中在神那里得到这样子完全的平安。
Some people have criticized me of rebuking people on the pulpit.
有些人在那里说我在讲台上责备人。
Well, if I have done so, the Lord convicted me sometimes.
若是我这样做，神有的时候会这样指出来来责备我。
But there are times when I pray about this.
但有的时候当我这样子祷告的时候，
the Lord didn't convict me.
主并没有来责备我。
I was moved by the Holy Spirit to say so.
我实在是受了神的感动，我这样说话。
If they think I'm not kind,
如果他们觉得我不够仁慈，
I'm so sorry.
我实在是很抱歉。
I'd like to be known as a kind person.
我实在是愿意人家都觉得我很好。
But there's the Holy Spirit factor.
但是在中间有一个很重要的因素，就是圣灵。
Maybe one out of 100 times.
也许有100次里头有一次。
Maybe 10 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有10次。
Maybe 50 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有50次。
Maybe 90 out of 100 times.
也许100次里头有90次。
Maybe 99 out of 100 times.
也许100次里面有99次。
It is the listener's heart who's struggling with the word of God, not with me.
而是听的人的心在那里跟神的话在那里挣扎，不是跟我在那里挣扎。
Because, dear brother and sister, I have been sitting in the pulpit too, listening to some messages.
因为弟兄姊妹们，我也曾经坐在底下，在那里听讲道。
I was about to criticize. Oh boy, that preacher really let me have it.
因为我常常有时候也在底下，在那心里，在那里议论。
But then I realized he didn't even know me.
我在那议论说：“哎呦，这个讲台在那骂我。”可是后来我才发现，他根本不认识我。
I concluded with my understanding.
然后我就这样下这样子的结论。
With my reasoning.
照着我的理性，照着我的理由，这样来下了结论。
If somebody knew about my shortcomings and wanted to criticize me.
若是有人知道我的短处而来这样子来责骂我的话。
Well, he didn't know it from a little bird.
那他不是从小鸟知道这些事情。
He heard it.From the Holy Spirit.
他就是从神 圣灵那里听到的。
He might not even know that what he said affected me.
也许他在台上讲的根本不知道他在那里已经说到了我。
But let me talk about John the Baptist.
但是我们现在再回头讲约翰。
When John the Baptist preached,
当施洗约翰在那里讲道的时候，
and people followed,
而人们这样子跟随，
with the conviction, their hearts are ready for Jesus.
而为用他们的心里面就这样子的决定，他们这样子来跟从了耶稣。
Those who do not or reject John the Baptist,
当他们那些人来拒绝约翰施洗约翰的时候，
they couldn't see Jesus.
他们就没有办法见到耶稣。
These are the Pharisees to start with. They're criticizing Jesus, challenging him of all the authority.
因为这些人本来就是那些法利赛人，他们就在那里一直在那里要论断耶稣，在那里批评。
Because they have not followed John the Baptist into repentance.
因为从起先他们就不愿意跟随约翰施洗约翰的教训，在那里悔改。
Now I know there's a difference between John the Baptist, his baptism, and Jesus or the Christian baptism.
的确，约翰施洗约翰的洗礼跟耶稣的浸是有不同。
We read in the Book of Acts.
当我们这样子，我们如果翻开行传的话。
Please turn to me with John. I'm going to conclude this quickly because we have things to do.
Yeah.
And Book of Acts.
当我们看
19,
看啊《使徒行传》第十九章的时候，《使徒行传》第十九章。
Acts chapter 19 verses from 1 to 7.
十九章从第一节到第七节。
I really don't have time to go into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I want to point it out to you.
这里我们实在是没有办法讲到圣灵的洗，但是我在这里没有时间讲到圣灵的洗，但是呢，我还是要指出来。
Verse 1 of chapter 19 said, And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came into Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there will be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12.
第十九章是行传十九章第一节开始，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带的地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见过有圣灵赐下来。保罗说，你这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说，是约翰的洗。保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓，当信那在他以后要来的就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上。他们就说方言，又说预言，一共约有十二个人。
Now you remember in the beginning, I said I wanted to preach on different kinds of baptism.
我想你们一定也记得我本来是要提到另外不同的另外一种不同种类的洗礼。
I was going to talk about John the Baptist, his baptism, the baptism of repentance.
我本来是要讲到约翰的洗礼，他是那个悔改的洗。
And I want to talk about the baptism of Jesus.
我又要说到耶稣的洗。
The Bible doesn't have a term, but we can call it the baptism of rebirth or born again.
或者我们可以说是重生的洗，或者是耶稣的洗。
And I can also talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以说到又可以再讲到圣灵的洗。
But then I told you when I was looking into the word the baptism or the baptism of repentance.
但是当我再继续再读到这个悔改的洗这件事的时候
I thought it was too much to cover.
我就发现这一件事情本身就已经有太多太多的地方我们要讲到了
We spent about 40 minutes on that.
我们已经花了45分钟光讲这一个种
But baptism of repentance is not enough.
但是光是悔改的洗不够
It's not complete.
也不是完也不够完全
The baptism or the repentance leads to Jesus.
而这个悔改呢是将我们带到耶稣面前
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
Last night I was privileged to share gospel with a few scholars from China.
昨天晚上我很荣幸能够有机会跟几位从大陆来的学者们在那里分享福音。
We were talking about sins and the need of repentance and confessing one's sin.
我们在那里说到了罪，说到了悔改的重要。
And they immediately told me, it is objectionable. We cannot accept the word sin.
他们马上就说这个罪这件事情是一个非常主观的事情我们不能够就这么样接受罪这个字儿。
No, not 主观 We reject that word
我们根本拒绝罪这个字
Because in China if you confess you're a sinner the following comes the punishment
因为在大陆上若是你在那里要承认自己的罪的话下面就是要处罚
We should by all means to fight the name that we are sinned We have sinned
所以我们要尽一样的尽全力来说我们没有罪
We have tried all our ways all the debates we've been taught to debate to defend ourselves against our sin
因为我们就在那里学到我们要怎么样辩论在那说我们是没有罪的
Whether we have sinned or not
不管有没有罪
If we have not sinned people will put the name on us we have to fight
因为若是我们没有罪人家还会诬赖我们我们就非要这样子起来征战不可
Now you see how what a culture shock it is
所以你想想看，来到这样一个文化上的差异是何等的大。
Men are not guilty until they're proven. This is here in the country.
在这里是在这说，若是你没有证明你是有罪的话呢，你还是无罪在这里。
There, you're supposed to be guilty until you prove your innocence.
因为在那边呢是你是有罪的，除非你能想办法能够证明你没有罪。
Therefore, they reject. They can't. They say, "Oh no, don't say sin. The word to us, we cannot do it."
所以他们说，千万不要跟我们提罪这件事情，因为我们是不承认的。
That means life and death.
因为那个简直就是表示就是生死有关。
That means persecution.
那就是表示你要受迫害。
I understand all that.
我了解这一点。
But then the difference is.
但是这个不同点在哪里呢
？We realize Jesus in His love.Has covered all our sins.
但是我们知道，耶稣在他的爱里面，他已经遮盖所有的罪。
The redemption is already done.
而这个偿还的罪这件事情是已经成就了。
Jesus already died on the cross for me.
而耶稣已经在十字架上死了。
His blood is enough to cleanse me of all the sin.
而他的血就足够来洗清我一切的罪。
My repentance will lead me to accept him.
我的悔改能够将我带到耶稣那里。
Suppose I say you go to the court.
也许我说就是你到了法庭里。
If you know that if you have been if you commit, confess your sin, all your sins will be forgiven.
如果你知道你到了法庭，只要你把一切的罪都承认的话，你的罪就可以得到赦免。
Wouldn't you gladly do it?
你会不会很高高兴兴的一定去承认？
I mean, let me tell you, human court doesn't operate that way.
但是我告诉各位，这里的法庭不是这样的。
Human court operates lengthy and costly. A lot of money was spent.
这里的法庭在这里是又长又花时间又花钱。
Because even the judge cannot say, "I will pardon you." I cannot do. They cannot do that.
因为在那里的法官没有办法说我赦免你。
But there are some incidents that the president came out saying, "You are pardoned."
但是有些地方总统可以出来来大赦赦免。
Let me tell you, if you are guaranteed to be pardoned, everybody saves money.
但是如果说是你有这个赦免是已经在那里一定有赦免的话呢，大家都很省钱了。
I repeat, the human court doesn't operate that way.
我再说一次，在人的这个法庭里面不是这样的。
Somehow people demand justice in that way.
于是，人就是觉得要在那要公平。
God in His all righteousness and justice.
而神在他的完全的公义里面
，already have promised a pardon.
在他的公义里面，他已经这样子允许给我们这一个大赦。
He has set apart, shall I call a fund to cover all the loss?
我可以这么说，他在这边已经有一个特别的这个账户已经存好放在那里，把所有的这个损失都可以来偿还。
He's be ready and willing to write off all the debt.
他在那里已经愿意偿还一切的罚款。
For he has already received in full payment from Jesus.
因为他神在父神在那里已经从耶稣基督里头已经拿到了全部的赎价。
Oh, dear brother and sister, how I wish that my bank account would fall into that category.
我真希望我们的账户里是这样的情形。
How I wish the church account would fall into that.
我真希望教会里的这个账户也是这样子的情形。
That everything is paid for, everything is done for.
每一样事情都已经有钱在那里，已经都一定预备好了。
This may not be possible here, but there's one account which has already been so.
这些事情是好像算是不可能，但是有一个账目是这样子的。
Jesus has paid it all.
因为耶稣已经全部付清。
But let me tell you, only the repentance can lead you to Jesus and His claim.
而只有在悔改里面，你能够将你带到在耶稣基督前面的这个。
When you feel the pain of sin.
当你在里面感觉到罪的痛苦的时候。
When you realize you have shortchanged God.
当你发现你知道你在那里亏欠了神的时候。
When you have done something wrong against people.
当你知道你在那里对不起别人的时候。
And you want to pay back.
你想要偿还。
Then you come to Jesus gladly and appreciate Him so much.
于是你就可以来到神的面前，耶稣面前。那时候你是真实在是有多高兴，能够有耶稣，你可以来到他面前。
Thank Him for everything He has done.
你可以到他面前来谢谢他，他为你所做的一切。
Now this is what the baptism of John leads to.
这就是约翰的洗礼可以把我们带到的一个地步。
The baptism of John leads you to Jesus.
约翰的洗礼将我们带到耶稣那里。
Two steps.
两个步骤
repentance
悔改
and come to Jesus
跟来到耶稣面前
John has pointed out He is the one you should believe He is coming after me and He's going to baptize you in the power of the Holy Spirit
耶稣说
make you live again
耶稣说这个人就是你们要跟随的他在我以后也来他就是 那一位将要来拯救从圣要将圣灵在圣灵用圣灵施洗的
Nowadays the baptism has already constricted two steps into one
现在呢，这个受洗礼已经把这两部分变成一个了。
You realize in the time of Acts, Peter also preached on repentance.
你知道在使徒行传时代，彼得也在那里传讲悔改的道。
When they repent, Peter immediately tell them believe in Jesus.
在那里，只要他们一悔改，彼得马上告诉他们，你们要信主耶稣。
Dear brother and sister, baptism is two steps: repentance and believing.
所以在这里受洗在这里是两件事情一个是悔改一个是接受
In John's time, they have to do it twice.
在约翰的那个时代他们要做两次
in Jesus time, in the New Testament time,
在耶稣的时代在这个新约圣灵将耶稣在我们里面显明
Praise you, Jesus.